This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. An Iraqi government investigation into the shooting last month involving Blackwater USA security guards has raised the number of Iraqis killed from 11 to 17. The investigation also calls the shooting a deliberate crime and recommended that those involved face trial. The Blackwater guards are accused of opening fire on Iraqi civilians in a main square in Baghdad on September 16th. The employees of the U.S. security firm insist they were fired on first and were acting in self-defense. Yesterday, the government spokesman said the Blackwater guards were not even, quote, hit by a stone, end quote, let alone fired upon. Last week, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill that would make private security firms operating in Iraq, like Blackwater, accountable to U.S. courts. The FBI is still conducting its own investigation into the shooting. And the first of the Nobel Prizes was announced this morning. Two Americans and a Brit have won top honors in medicine. Mario Capecchi and Oliver Smithies, along with Martin Evans of Britain, have won the 2007 Nobel Prize in Medicine for developing a technology for manipulating genes in mice. The process, known as gene targeting, has been used to help study such diseases as cystic fibrosis, heart disease, and cancer. Medicine is traditionally the first of the Nobels awarded every year, which come with a $1.5 million cash award. The other prizes still to be named are in chemistry, physics, literature, economics, and peace. And in Major League Baseball, the Red Sox swept the Angels in Anaheim yesterday to advance to the American League Championship Series. Claudine Ebade has the story from Boston.
The Red Sox ended the Angels' hopes in a 9-1 win, sweeping the Western Division champs in the first round of the playoffs. Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling threw a 7-inning shutout. In the fourth inning, power combo David Ortiz and Manny Ramirez opened the Sox streak with back-to-back homers against Jared Weaver. But it wasn't until the eighth inning, when the Angels were on their second reliever, that the Sox amassed 7 runs. It's not the first time the Red Sox have swept the Angels in 3 games in the postseason. The last time was in 2004, when they went on to win the World Series. The Red Sox are back at Fenway on Friday to take on the New York Yankees or the Cleveland Indians for a best-of-7 series for the American League pennant and a trip to the World Series. For NPR News, I'm Claudine Bade in Boston.
In other sports news, in Sunday Night Football, the Bears handed the Packers their first loss of the season, taking advantage of 5 Green Bay turnovers to beat the Packers 27-20 at Lambeau Field. Stay tuned for some thoughts and analysis from the BPP's own sports guru, Bill Wolf, coming up later in the show. The news is always online at npr.org. Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.